الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله مدرك الخلق من عدد تؤتيك الصلاة على المختار في الدم مولاه يصلي وتنزل دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النبي محمد. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها من نبي محترم. يا خير من نقلت للقاء اعظمه فطاب من طيبهن طاب وانتشم روح الفدا لقبر انت ساخره فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حرف من الاحوال مقتحم. يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الاحوال مستقيم. يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
Before starting our talk properly, as usual, just a few reminders.
And these are not the only reminders,
the Bayan is also a reminder.
And mashallah, all ulama who make Bayan,
who write articles in various ways,
who teach in, they are all reminders all the time.
وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ
تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, and that's the other thing, a reminder
is beneficial for the believers.
Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala,
should think sometimes we say wrongly that what's
the use of telling anyone? Nobody listens to it. We think that person in fact should read his kalima. Because the other thing that they might be beneficial and we think it's not beneficial.
And it is the most beneficial for the person who's giving the reminder.
Because as I'm speaking, my ears are the most closest to my tongue. As the words come out, I'm the first one to hear.
And in fact, the person who is giving the bayan, who is reminding, that person,
he has to think about it also.
All that, so it's a real reminder for oneself.
And this is the essence. When a person reminds,
you are actually reminding yourself.
We go out in Jamaat,
and praying is for ourselves.
Gush from door to door, it's not more for the people, it's more for ourselves.
We come back to the masjid, bayan again, we are there.
And then you are stopping, we get up in the middle of the night.
And we make dua again for our hidayah, for everyone to.
So, Allah makes it that it comes into us.
So just a few reminders. One is
that Allah gives us tawfiq to read
salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a regular basis.
Perhaps it is, we get out that I'm not reading Durood Sharif.
And Durood Sharif is so important for us to read.
In the right of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam,
it's our duty.
And in that, we should read with pleasure and with enjoyment. And in the hadith it comes, so at least
10 times in the morning, 10 times at night we read Durood Sharif.
This is the bare minimum. And a person will benefit tremendously
in this world also undoubtedly.
And in the Akhirah, the Shafa'at,
the intercession of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he will get,
he will really appreciate it. And if we read the Guru sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
10 times, about 10 seconds it takes.
What is it difficult for us to read that Allah give us tawfiq?
So a reminder, we forget again,
then we remind ourselves again. So we try to
read Guru Sharif regularly.
Another reminder that we learn
sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah is a very great thing. Just the learning of it. And in fact, normally we say that students who are studying in a Darul Uloom Talibi Ilm, for them they have great virtues, the malaika spread their wings for them, the malaika make du'as for them, the fish in the ocean,
the animals in the jungle,
the ants, everyone makes du'a for them. For my present, it is not only for the students in the Darul Uloom. But if I go to an army and I ask him a masala, this is also seeking knowledge.
And the ulama I present this, all these virtues are for their purposes.
So every one of us, at times we do need masail.
We go to the ulama and we ask them,
and if we take the trouble of taking a few steps, going to an Aru Visa, going to a Mukti,
that is a very, very great ibadah. So Allah give us, and to learn the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
what is great ibadah? How Allah does Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So just the learning of the sunnah is a
very great ibadah.
Then to Allah ta'ala bless us
with the love of every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If we are not practicing daily, weekly,
or perhaps we cannot, whatever,
but the love of the sunnah, Allah create that in our heart,
that we cherish and we love every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And then, of course, the main thing is to make amal. Allah give us
tawfiq to make amal on every sunnah. Whether he is putting surma at night when we go in sleep, whether he is reading the sihat at afternoon before we wake,
whatever, every sunnah, Allah,
from morning to night, from here to show, Allah will see the sunnah coming to our lives.
And then to propagate the sunnah.
We take, we go home, we tell our family. We meet our friends, etc.,
business associates, whoever we meet, wherever.
We inform them, this is sunnah.
And sunnah are just natural.
And they are practical. See, they just fit into our lives the correct way.
So we tell everyone.
In fact, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdurrahman Haqsa
Rahmatullah used to say,
sunnah ka tariqa ashal tariqa.
Sunnah is the most easiest way of doing anything.
Sunnah ka tariqa.
Ajmal tariqa. It is the most beautiful way of doing something.
Sunnah ka tariqa,
ajmal tariqa. It is the most perfect way of doing a thing.
So it is a natural thing.
May Allah bring it into our lives.
And just give a certain example to somebody has given.
Today, unfortunately, we are not following sunnah, and the system of Allah Ta'ala is
there is no vacuum anywhere. If we don't follow sunnah, if Allah will put something which is against sunnah in our life, and we will follow that.
So unfortunately, generally, we are not following sunnah,
so we follow a Western way of life. We follow
a modern way of life, a liberal way of life,
whatever we want to follow. That way of life we are following.
The example of that which ulama have given
is
like we find the non-Muslims,
many of them,
modern way of life, Western way of life,
they think a dog for a walk in the morning, in the afternoon.
If the dog wants to urinate anywhere,
they will wait behind the dog. Let it finish it. Let it urinate it.
Wants to defecate, do number two, they will also wait for it.
So, it looks if you see, they make the dog their imam. And we are following their way. We are following those people who make dogs their imams. We are making them our imams. How low is that of us? That we are making our imams those people who are making who have made dogs their imams. And if we do not have an imam to follow, and then we are following them, perhaps we could say we are weak and who to follow, we follow them.
But we've got Sayyidul Anbiya
Muhammad Rasulullah
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ
صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
What a beautiful example
قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني
يحبكم الله. What a good person,
isn't it? And if you don't follow me, follow him.
So Allah made it.
Now we are following these people, we will talk to him.
And we bring again.
And the simple thing is, just like when Bilal
went out of our houses,
connection with me went out of our houses,
then as a punishment, Allah put TV in our houses.
And isn't it that TV thing? When there was a boy, there was nothing to do then. So Allah put the TV there.
And this is Allah Ta'ala's system in everything.
When we don't appreciate any ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala,
we don't observe it, then as a punishment,
Allah Ta'ala puts something in his feet. Colonel Amiruddin,
some of us might have heard of him,
was
from Canada originally.
He explained once he went to one country, Muslim country, and the Imam in that country, that Sagar is very beautiful. Almost everyone reads Quran, so it's so beautiful.
So the Quran read very beautiful, he read.
And after that,
he was more impressed, more than the Quran Sharif,
that this Imam had a full beard. So, in that country,
they have a room for the Imam also with the masjid.
So, if anyone wants to ask the Imam a question, they want to consult with him, then they can go and sit and they can discuss with him. So, he went there, he met the Imam. So, he told him, I want to meet the Imam who made the zohar of that namaz,
whatever it was,
Isha, Maghrib, whatever. So he says, I'm the Imam.
He says, no, the Imam who made the namaz.
He says, I'm the Imam. He says, no, the Imam who made the beard, full beard.
Then he pointed to the wall,
there was a wig.
And the beard was hanging there. That namaz time he takes it and he puts it on.
So when this was the case, then
Allah made it such that those governments make the law that you are not allowed to keep a beard.
When we do these things ourselves, then Allah imposes it upon us.
And then we blame the governments.
We blame other people. But actually, it is
our own actions.
A'malukum u'malukum. Your actions are your government. We blame the government for this. We blame this country's government, that country's government. But actually, it is our own actions. Then Allah puts such conditions on us.
Allah puts such rulers upon us.
If we correct ourselves, Allah will put such rulers, such government, that will make us happy, that will do things.
So it is actually,
and normally it is the blame game. We like to blame somebody else. We don't want to blame ourselves. We are to blame. If our actions come right,
Allah will make conditions to come right for us also.
So Allah made it that we have sunnah, we change the sunnah. We propagate the sunnah.
Sunnahs come in our lives.
Allah Ta'ala will make it that we will become alive again. And we can see those people who were, for example, in the 70s, roughly about 15 years ago.
That time there was a great weakness of me.
But yes, mashallah, they had
beards. Very few people kept beards.
If a person kept a beard, he would be called Bharatma. He would be called Dari.
Because he's called, nobody else really kept beards.
If you walk a trophy, there were certain families that were known for their piety. So they say this person must be belonging to that family. Otherwise,
nobody was wearing a niqab of woman, parda, or hijab was out of the question.
But today the method is very different.
What effort of tabligh and da'wah?
Our Darul Uloom
and now Khantal effort also, all the different,
these things now they are becoming alive.
And in many countries
they are accommodated and they are now also. At one time,
Muslim people, if you kept a beard, they won't want to keep you, they won't want to employ you. If you are making five times namaz,
a Muslim firm won't want to employ you. That now would be nice if you wish it that.
But today, these people are sought after. That these people who have got meaning in their lives, they are looked for. So Allah give us tawfiq.
Another reminder for myself, for all of us, a very important reminder is that Allah make it that we make namaz one of our objectives in life.
Namaz not just a by the way thing.
That we need namaz in this time, we make it.
It's come in the hadith, that person who makes his fajr and he waits for zohar now.
That when am I going to make my zohar? When he makes his soul, he's waiting for his answer.
In other words, he's got namaz all the time.
Al-Bismillah
used to say, a person who has got this, he is 24 hours in namaz.
You finish your Isha, now you are one week.
I must put my alarm.
I must set up for Fajr and everything, but I must get there for my Fajr.
So you are in namaz all the time already.
So 24 hours you are in namaz.
And namaz, that
it is a duty.
Allah has made it farad upon us.
But more than that, if we take it, it's a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. For example, Allah Ta'ala says,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ
خَاشِعُونَ Mu'mineen have become successful.
Already, definitely they are successful.
Then, what is Allah mentioned here? The first one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي
صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ
Namaz, your concentration, emotion,
those then the first quality. Then Allah explained
another eight qualities. And the last one again, the first one, the eight,
nine, and the last one,
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاةِ صَلَوَاتٍ مِنْ حَافِظِينَ
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ
Those people who look after their salawat,
who make their namazes properly.
And that is the people. If we want success, and that is the namaz.
In another ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says
that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ That namaz is that ibadah,
is that amal that will stop you from bad and evil things.
Many of us, that's all of us, we've got bad habits.
And we hate ourselves for those bad habits.
And we don't know how to get rid of them unless you make your namaz correct.
And by the bucket of namaz,
these bad qualities will go out of you.
Whatever bad qualities you have got, laziness,
whatever it might be, bad writing,
our eyes are not under control, tongue is not under control.
Whatever bad qualities, unless you make your namaz correct, and you will come right. In fact, as one time in the Markaz Nizamuddin, people were eating, they were having meat, and that system, at that time, we don't know now,
was a little different how we eat. If when
we have a meal, the water is put on the dastarkhan, the glasses are put
wherever you want, you take the pour for yourself.
But then it was one person just walk around with the water
and the glass.
Anyone who wants, they just make a sign to him, he goes and give him water, that person drinks.
So this person who was serving the water,
the glass fell from his hand. When he fell, Abdul Mawlana Muhammad Ali
looked up at him and told him, it looks like your namaz is still not right.
Because your namaz was not right, we can't see the connection of namaz and the glass falling. Because these are those people whom Allah has said,
if your namaz comes right, every aspect of your
the dunya's life also comes. Your deen's life also comes right.
In fact, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said,
if a person makes effort on somebody's namaz, that is namaz comes right. Or you make effort on your own namaz.
He says, actually you are making effort on the whole deen of that person.
Because if namaz comes right, the whole deen comes right.
And when that happens, your whole dunya also comes right.
Your akhirat also comes right.
In the akhirat, namaz will be the first thing to be reckoned for. If it comes out right, everything else will come out right.
And if it doesn't come out right, problem in everything else.
So what we have to work, Allah make it, that at 5 times namaz, with jamaat,
and with the takbir full now.
We just casual. Sometimes we miss 1 rakat,
2 rakat, that is nothing for us.
But actually, if you go to job late 1 time,
your boss raises his eyebrows. This person has come
and you every day late for job, then what will the boss say?
We are coming for the ibadah. And every day we are late, we are coming a little bit late, we are missing 1 rakat, we are missing 2 rakat.
That should not be the case. We should try our utmost that
from the beginning we are in the
as nobody after
leaving half namaz we walk away.
In the same way, the other way around,
we shouldn't come when half namaz is finished. We should come when
the namaz starts. That is the time to come.
In fact, if a person goes to job at the time when the boss is busy locking up for the day, he closes at 4 o'clock, at 4 o'clock we go into work.
Yeah. What kind of a worker is that? If we are coming for namaz just
before the imam makes the salah, so we have to join now
when the namaz is just finishing off. That's the time we are joining.
And there are many aspects of namaz.
One important aspect also, Since the time we became Bahari, if we got any Fazai Umri, we have to
work there, speak to the ulama, find out,
and then read all our qada, namaz also.
Our outward postures of namaz,
that also must be correct.
Many of us assert that our outward postures are not correct.
Just one example.
One time in the Dari,
we were in Azadra,
they were in Nika. They asked me to say a few words.
And he said that in the course of the little talk,
this also came
that in our namaz, if when we are standing, we keep our eyes at the place of sajda. When we go in ruku,
on our feet. When we are sitting,
then in our left. When we make salam,
on our shoulder. This is a mustahab of namaz.
And if this is how we should make namaz.
If a person looks after his eyes
in namaz, then Allah will look after his eyes outside namaz. So this got finished just a little talk. After about 2 months, one brother,
he said that,
mashallah,
he told me and he told me
that I had a problem of my eyes were not under control.
Looking at other women all the time, I couldn't control myself.
A married man, and he says, and he was unlucky, and he just couldn't control.
He hated himself. He made second nikah, not for lust or for anything,
but just that his eyes come under control. He said, but still the same thing carried on.
Still he didn't have me. But I made other on this for
2 months now.
Now he said, 100% my eyes are under control.
So if this is a mustahab of namaz, then the whole of namaz becomes right.
We can imagine how the person's whole life will become correct.
Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Then one more thing,
that to make dua for our parents, we should not forget.
Regularly make dua for our parents. They have got a great right on that.
And besides that, we will benefit. The more we make dua for our parents,
if they pass away, if they die,
regularly, at least once a day, Allah will open our dunya for us. Allah will make our dunya become easy for us.
Because parents are
really
concerned of the dunya
of the person, more over
generally.
And together with that,
make dua for our ustad and our mashayikh.
Even that, perhaps it's an appa who taught us,
whoever taught us, from the beginning,
whatever, which is other asatiza taught us,
and our mashayikh who brought
deen to us from Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
still today,
the ihsan, the favor of us,
we can never fulfill that favor. The least we can do is make dua for them and make the salat about them.
If we will do that, Allah will open our deen for us. Today our condition is such, generally, all of us perhaps, but we usually say about our youngsters,
that they don't listen.
You speak to them, it just doesn't register in their mind.
You tell them, this is not good for you, this is not, but it just doesn't, they have a
mind of their own, you say. So actually, it is the heart. So by dua, this will change also. And also it will change when
we will make dua for our asatiza and our mashayikh.
Then Allah will change our hearts also. And Allah will open deen for us.
And we will have a love for deen. We'll have shauq of deen. We will have to practice deen.
With regard to this dua, I'll mention one incident.
We were discussing this subject
just recently in one place.
That how to change
our youngsters, what condition?
So we mentioned there about
a young boy, about 8-10 years old perhaps.
Roughly that means. The Abba who was teaching this boy in the maktab, she's only the supervisor, and she said that
this boy, I can't keep you in my class. He's way out.
It's impossible for me to keep you in my class.
And she insisted the supervisor must come now and now.
He couldn't, but anyway,
he did come finally.
And then she had seen 3 days ago, this little boy first punched another guy
so bad that the child nearly died.
It is such a bad condition. 2 days ago, the whole partition of the classroom, he smashed the whole partition. And yesterday, one day ago,
he did something else also, terrible.
She said, I can't keep you, it's beyond me.
So then they phoned the mother, she was not living very far, she came.
When she came and we told her that
you have to take your child away, we can't keep,
she burst out crying. She said, this morning the principal called
me and told me that you have to take your child away, I can't keep this child.
And now you people telling me also to take him away, what can I do to you?
The upper who was teaching in the neighboring the class next door,
she was really more interested in the partition in between.
She came. And she told, give this boy to me. Let me learn.
But she made that competition.
And she told the mother, the Hajjit time,
I will phone you and make dua. You make dua for your child.
And I will also make dua for your child. And together we'll make, they did this, and
not for about 2 months passed, and it was a complete change.
When he was working against the administration, against the authorities,
now he started working for them.
And he used to help and guide the other students now.
So how much are we making dua for? We got a problem child.
Perhaps Allah save us, or my own child.
A child in my classroom, wherever it might be, but how much do you get
resort to dua?
Allah is the controller, the source of our qulub.
Muqallib al-qulub, it's only Allah Ta'ala. How much do we turn to Allah Ta'ala? So Allah give us tawfiq. So one is by dua also, and one is
by making isal al-sawab, and by making dua for our asa'ala.
Oh, on this Allah will bring our deen and open our deen and make deen easy for us to follow. And of course, the tilawat of Quran Sharif also, every day, every Muslim day must be part of the tilawat of Quran Sharif in our lives also.
The ayat of the Quran Sharif, I have recited a few ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِهُ وَمَا أَطَلْوَاهُ.
And this nafs of ours,
and the various nafsis, one is the body of ours also. And how Allah has made it better.
وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا هُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
And then other things we made, we opened up on this body.
All good things also
and bad things also. Now, I mean, now in the same,
the two paths we have shown. Now it's up to you which path you are going to choose.
Insan and jinnah
are mukallaf, they are responsible.
So Allah has made it that we have been now, Allah showed us this is the right path, this is the wrong path.
And we have to choose the right path.
فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا
وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا.
That person has become successful. Already, definitely has become successful
who follows the right path. Who does those things which Allah has commanded him and he takes away from the wrong
which Allah has forbidden him. Just a little bit on this nafs, this body of us, we take that
meaning, that interpretation,
yes, that Allah,
and see how Allah created this nafs you, وَمَا تَلْقَاهَا.
What a balanced body Allah Ta'ala has made.
Allah Ta'ala is that very thing.
Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked,
قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمْ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمْ
يَا مُوسَى. Musa, who is your God? You are calling
the wrong thing, you are calling us. I am the Rabb.
Allah said, I am Rabb. Who is this other Rabb you are talking about?
Allah. What did the angel Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say?
رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى.
Allah is the
engineer, architect of each and every of his creation.
And then Allah is the one who designed his course for the world, how he must move in the world.
For example, things which are not responsible for the actions,
animals, etc.
You find the chicken.
Allah is the one who designed the chicken.
Everything of the chicken, Allah designed it.
We eat chicken, we enjoy the chicken, but seldom do we think that who is the designer of this chicken? Who has made this chicken? And there's a lot of detailing there also.
Anyway, so this chicken, when it is made, designed by Allah, is the architect of the chicken.
Then Allah puts it on its floor.
When the chicken is born, never ever in the history of the chicken
is any chicken
go in, try and look for the breast of the mother
to drink milk from the mother. Automatically, Allah Ta'ala,
Allah Ta'ala says, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ
ثُمَّ هَدَى. And Allah put it on its
body. Every chicken when it comes, already Allah put it in it.
For its rosy, it starts fetting in the cow. Automatically it fetts in the cow when it looks for its rosy.
It doesn't look for the breast of the mother that I must drink from my mother.
A human being's baby is born. A woman's baby is born.
That baby doesn't go fetting in the ground and looking for its rosy.
Automatically Allah makes it, it looks for the breast of the mother. Allah puts it on the body.
Like this, every creation. Khair mukallaf,
like the sun.
Allah Ta'ala, the sun and the beating of the sun, and how Allah has created it, and what a great creation of Allah the sun is.
And then Allah puts it on the spot.
Yes, then, no matter, it got no,
never ever will the sun get up 1 minute later.
That I had a very late night last night.
Or it was very cold last night, or this morning very cold, I can't get up.
The sun exactly on the same time,
21st January. What time there
at this place, the sun
rose 100 years ago. Today, 21st January, it rises the same time.
It set 100 years ago at this time, it sets at the same time.
Who is the Sahihullah? Who created the whole universe?
How many creations of Allah? We cannot imagine.
How Allah has created them.
And then Allah has put them all on their course.
So this is the great qudrat of Allah. The more we come to know who Allah, Allah of Allah,
recognition of Allah Ta'ala,
the more we will recognize the authority of Allah, the more we will realize the power of Allah Ta'ala.
Today we are influenced by a person,
his wife, he's under technical government, what the wife says,
he follows what she says, so he does what she wants him to do.
But if we realize Allah's authority, then we will realize that it's the superb authority.
So this ma'rifah and recognition of Allah,
and then we follow only the commandments of Allah,
above what people will think and say,
above what our own desires are. We won't follow, and this is where we have to get,
that we don't follow our desires also. That person who follows his own desires.
Have you seen that foolish, stupid person who makes his own desire his call? That we're supposed to please our desire. We have to please Allah Rabbul Izzah,
the one who has created us,
the one to whom we are going to return,
who gives us our roti,
who makes that roti to go down our throat,
that we don't have any problem in digesting it
after it goes in the stomach,
then also that it doesn't cause a sickness to us.
Every morsel that goes from our permission,
but that we are a source of health for this person,
but that we are a source of sickness for this person. It's not in our hands.
So this whole system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala
is working in such a great and fantastic system. There are so many.
This human body is beyond our comprehension. It's our body.
We is with us all the time, 24 hours.
You are becoming a doctor, you are
becoming an engineer, you are becoming an army, a
body. At your times you are studying there.
But your body is with you 24 hours. But this person cannot comprehend it.
Body is beyond us. And the greatest proof of the existence of Allah, the oneness and tawheed of Allah Ta'ala,
is you yourself, O insan, within anfusikum salatu.
Why don't you look within yourself, you'll see the great qudrat,
the existence of Allah, the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala within yourself.
One time, one family member of ours was ill in the hospital, so I will visit him.
Just as I came to the door of his ward, his young son,
ran towards me and he told him, Maulana,
today my daddy, he ate food
with his own hands. We take it for granted.
All the time we are eating with our own hands. But yet we know there are people
in our family, in our community,
who can't eat with somebody else to feed them. And there are those others who are just on drugs. They are just like that. Poor people make dua.
Hey, that's not the condition of how many people are.
All this Allah has good for us, we take it.
So anyway, so when I went to him by his bed,
he left us his one leg little. He
said, my dear. Hey, we all came here to the masjid now.
We came walking, driving, and we walked in the masjid.
No problem, but if we think, what's a great mammoth that our legs are moving.
Hey, if a person got a pain in his joint,
in his ankles, in his knees, anywhere, work with him, he's on a wheelchair or whatever.
What difficulty? How Allah has made this human body?
And every aspect of this body, if a person just thinks, he will change the ma'rifat of Allah. And when we say,
whatever, we sit down to eat, then they sugar, how much?
When we get up in the morning, we could have got it could have happened to us.
heart attack, anything, instead of getting up and bed and in the home,
when we open our eyes, we see we are in the hospital. In a
strange environment. How can I get? I accept at home.
We get up in the morning,
perhaps just to host some crooks and some
robbers and that. Who knows what?
How much of that?
One beautiful dua in the hadith.
Allahumma bihamdika
sarat
wa bihamdika sarat.
Oh Allah, it is only by your,
I praise you, only your kindness that I'm still moving around. Otherwise, I accept my sins. I am just that
I should have been destroyed completely.
Our sins are such so terrible that I should have been totally alienated. I should have been totally destroyed.
Yet still we are getting up. We go to the toilet, we relieve our
such a great glamour that we can go to the toilet. And you can believe all the moment of the great
favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for that.
So to understand that we are
then for what the marifat of Allah ta'ala, the more we come to recognize Allah,
the natural thing that follows with it is the love of Allah ta'ala.
The more you come to know Allah ta'ala,
the more you just love Allah ta'ala. And if you think Allah is doing this for me, only for me.
You take your orange, for example,
you eat that orange.
And we got a little bit marifat recognition of Allah.
If you take that orange, we will think that orange peel, the orange color, the yellow color of the peel.
Who is it who preserved this orange for me
in this coming year? Allah kept it. We do all of it.
But Allah's pecking, Allah made that orange peel.
Underneath that is that white skin around it. Who made that again? And Allah preserved it further for us.
In that, every slice of the orange, every chili, every slice again, has got soluble juice in them.
Those little bags with the juice inside them.
And that bag, our death covering, that melts in the mouth.
Okay. Who is it that my mother must get my diamond? He must get it pure.
And he must get it in the perfect way. And Allah said it,
and when we can eat it, and
what is in my share? Musawwamatan. Allah made it of all Allah's makhluk.
That this will be going to this person at this time, and you will need so much.
Mawlana Muhammad Umar Saab Qalanturi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, what is not in your taqdeer,
what was not your worthy, even if it's in your mouth, it will come out if it's not yours.
And Mawlana says, how many times don't you see your little 2-year-old child, what you put in your mouth, he puts his finger in your mouth and he takes it out.
And he eats it. It was not meant for you, it was meant for him.
What is meant for you, it cannot go anywhere. Nobody in the world can stop your rizq.
Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayta
wa la mu'tiya lima mana'ta. What Allah has decreed for you, nobody can stop you.
And what is not going to reach you, nobody can let you get it.
The whole world together, if they want to harm you, they cannot harm you one bit.
And the whole world together, if they want to benefit you, they cannot benefit you one bit.
It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to get that understanding, that marifat of Allah.
We're following that. Now if you take any name of this orange of yours,
you take your banana.
Now you told me, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali commonly used to say
that we as such, before we eat, we have to make tawbah and istighfar.
We want the name of Allah Ta'ala, but we have this opportunity so much. Example of such is to give
that there's a 2-year-old child, and he,
in the kitchen, his mother's kitchen,
he mixed the rice with the flour, he mixed
the oil with something, he gave a whole big mess. Now in
eating time, he's eating his mother. Amma, Anna.
Amma, I want food now. Amma will say, all this mess you made, how much more work you made for me.
First clean up this mess, then I will give you food. We have messed up everything with Allah.
But when you need that, we want the best.
Then we have to also really make dawah istighfar
before we eat. We have wronged Allah Ta'ala so much, and then we have Allah Ta'ala.
Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say,
Allah is that great and kind and merciful being that He takes from us the worst, and in return He gives the best.
إِنَّ مَا اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
أنفسهم وأموالهم.
Allah has bought from the believers their nafs.
And nafs ammara bis-su.
Nafs lawwama. And if we and normally you don't make it that you bring it to lawwama.
And you make it mutmainna and
radiya and mardiya. We are just, most of us, Allah forgive us all, that we are just left there ammara bis-su.
Even the nafs teaches us and tells us to do all the wrong things.
And then when he says, after doing all this wrong, Allah Ta'ala says, he bought the worst from you.
And after buying the worst from you, the anna
in return, Allah bought that nafs of yours. And our money also, so contaminated, so much wrong within our money also. Allah took the worst from us. And in return, Allah gave the best, he gave jannah.
He took from us what is called sarata.
And then sarapa, shirk and evil and wrong, that Allah took from us,
and in return, Allah gave us jannah,
la ayba fiha, which has got no fault whatsoever, no toilet in jannah,
no mucus coming out from the nose in jannah,
nothing in jannah, no swearing, no raising of voices,
no evil, no nothing, only the best in jannah.
Allah khalibi barjati ma'ayyu shari, shayadar darman gada rawa khari. Our Shaykh taught us this poem that says, the example of him we should give, like a person selling vegetables on the street corner.
He sells vegetables in the day, also.
The sun is shining on all. Now, what is left at 4 or 5 o'clock is left now, which is going off
overnight, which is going to give to the animals, so it is going to leave it,
dump it anywhere. Now, a rich person, generous, kind person comes.
And he says, how much would you sell that? He says, I'm going to throw away.
He says, no, I will buy and I will give you 10 times, 100 times
more than all what you sold in the whole day.
In the world, forget it, you can't get a person like that.
A person with such a big heart. And now you get being that the worth of yours, Allah takes care. And Allah then gives you in return the best, he gives you the best.
So mercy, Allah says that. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say
that when a person holds land in this Allah, he has strength in his body.
He was a young man, 25, 30 years,
very, very short, money also, he used his money also,
all in wrong things. Now he became 70 years old, 80 years old.
Children have taken out everything now.
If he wants even 10, then he has to ask the children.
And now nothing he sees.
He's got no more strength in his body. Now he turns to Allah Ta'ala.
Allah was saying, how do you think to me?
When you are now, your whole life you disobeyed me.
And now you come, never ever. Whenever you will turn to Allah, Allah will welcome you. That you are most welcome. What a merciful Allah.
What a kind Allah. That you just turn to Him.
Ulama has written, the minute a person makes tawbah, Allah accepts his tawbah.
And Allah is not compulsory for Allah to accept.
But out of His mercy and His kindness He accepts. So tawbah is His punishment.
Anyway, so this is what this nafs of ours is all about.
So we all know that when we were, when the body was formed in the womb of the mother in about 4 months, 10 days time, that is when the body was completely made. After that, Allah put the ruh in the body. Now life is in the body.
And what is the value of this body? Not this body, but the ruh, what is it?
If a child is born without life, the ruh didn't come. Or as if the body was born, still born.
The child is not even perhaps given a name,
still taken, and if he's taken to the Pakistan, it's very good.
No liking. So the value is of the ruh.
So there are these two things which are between our body. If I'm sitting, we all are sitting here now. If our body is also there, if our body is there,
and the ruh is there. As soon as the ruh goes out,
then the body is now, nobody wants to see the body.
Immediately preparations are made now to start
to go and marry this body. Because the ruh, so the most important thing is the ruh. The body is made from the things of this dunya. So it inclines to dunya, to the sand and water of this dunya, all the temptations of dunya, the enjoyments of dunya,
body goes towards this all the time.
The ruh is from Allah Ta'ala.
And it goes towards Jannah and towards there.
Now, when these two things are together, the important thing is who is in control. If the body is in control, the nafs,
then all the time we are just doing things for our nafs.
to make us happy for our enjoyment. And so much so,
not only in our daily matters, but even
in our dunya matters, we just do for our
nafs. A person, for example,
knows a child is no good for him.
It's harmful for him. And particularly
the hakim, the doctor, has told him not to have a child.
But just because of the taste on the tongue for this little while,
for 5 centimeters of the tongue, we will still have it. We will the nafs be in control.
No, after that we suffer. The whole night you're going to suffer now.
But you will still want to have it.
Ice cream, you've got a flu.
Ice cream is no good for you. Doctor told you you can't have it. When you
get better, you can have ice cream. But just because of the taste
and a little bit of enjoyment, we can't stop ourselves.
So so generally, it is our body that is in control.
This is in dunya matters also.
A person is a diabetic, but when he gets a dawah,
he will say, he will extra, I take an extra insulin today.
But all the sweet things, I can't leave them. In fact, our chef, Rahmatullah Ali, gives a beautiful example that one person, when they meet in a restaurant, they ordered some food. And there was this some type of a fish or something like that also. And with that were some worms also. So now he's
even eating the worms. And he says, I think
so I'm not going to leave you, I'm going to eat you. That's when he's not under control.
Today we say junk food. And
nobody practically saved from junk food.
And we know it is junk food, it is harmful for us.
But I'll give myself a break today. Today I will just have some junk food.
And we know it is harmful. There is no control over us.
So when it comes to the matters of being even more, just to give you an idea of that also, that we are not in control, one physical dunya's example,
we are getting some visitors,
very special people, we really love them.
The woman called, they want to give them hot, hot service. So we got the frying pan on the stove.
Nice, hot oil also, just ready to put the samosa in.
Just waiting. Now we hear the cars that come, the doors are opening, the audios and
camshaws,
all that is getting launched. Now we start putting the samosa into the frying pan.
But just that little hopeless, unmindfulness.
The handle of the frying pan, it was just inside of the stove.
And a little 2-year-old child playing there, pulled the handle down. Mm-hmm.
And all that hot oil fell onto the child.
That occasion of great enjoyment has changed into a total disaster.
Everything is going opposite.
This is ghaflat.
And with regard to our deen in namaz,
how lot of ghaflat. We just made
maghrib now, but how much of our ghaflat.
How many commands of Allah are directed to us? We are unmindful.
We are in guna. One of the things
ulama have written, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, that a person is in guna and is unmindful of his guna.
One common thing that I briefly mentioned here,
that
all our ulama
who have written kitabs on ghibat, that kind, practically all,
as far as the little bit I know,
all of them have mentioned that this ghibat, that writing is such a common guna
that it is with the learned people also and with the pious people also.
But nobody is like aware of it. And guna and ghibat, that writing is one of the worst things.
We are involved in it and
we are not aware of it.
And created that writing on our phones
and all the groups and
all the messages all the time. And our little remark also in there, our little thing also, all the time, we are in ghibat, we are in that writing.
We are listening to news items.
A person who listens to bad writing is equally in the sense as a person who is doing the bad writing.
We are listening to so many news items which just don't concern us.
And this minister is condemned,
and this minister is spoken about.
And we also just spoiling the whole thing.
The ulama, aren't we also involved? But we are not aware.
And we don't care about it also.
So this is the worst hopeless, unmindfulness
that we are in guna and we are not aware of.
So this effort of which is called islah enough, the fear is nafs, which is called tasawwuf,
which is called islah. What is it?
It is just that this hopeless must go. That we put the roof in charge. You bought your brand new
BMW, top of the range, best in the series.
You brought it home to show your family.
You passed it out there,
and your 18-year-old child, he took the key and he
went for his son.
And then what power it has got, And this
in the residential area, obviously they have to stay there.
And in the residential area, he kept
silent the whole BMW.
The brand new motor car, because he was too weak to control it.
So if the nurse is controlling our body,
this is the disaster that is taking place. And all the time it's taking place.
What all we have to do is put the roof in charge.
And the roof will control everything properly.
There will be peace and harmony in the world.
Yes, you see that when Allah mentions this, when these things were not there before,
the Arabs Allah started saying, you will open the sky.
But you brought this, you brought
the peace in your life, you brought the ta'aleem in your life,
you brought the tazkiyah in your life.
Then you went out of this, all this misguidance
and all this evil and
terrible way of life. And Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, not only now,
if we again make effort that we stand up with the effort of Dawah, we stand up with the effort of Ta'aleem,
in all is from the Maktab, Heaps, etc., Darul Uloom,
all Ta'aleem in every field.
And this year also we stand up with, Allah will bring it, we will go out of this,
the darkness which we are in.
Today we are also in darkness. The darkness
which has got a bright light, but there's a bright light.
Today our darkness is not only in the dark and bare places.
Our darkness is in the glittery places of the casinos.
Our darkness is in the dirty and filthy places
where there are a lot of lights, but in the total darkness.
And today we have got a lot of light, but we are in darkness. So we have to come out of it,
and for that, these three efforts of deen,
the meal effort, the aleem effort, and the tazkiya effort, we will see to this,
and all three are necessary for all of us.
That we try to gain to this, and we bring this into our lives.
So if we will do that, then Allah will be in charge.
If we will do that, the ruh will be in charge of the nafs.
And when the ruh, the right person, is in charge, everything will go right.
When we're traveling in one country,
and many places we saw boards
as designed boards
and selling property,
real estate,
and it written there sold by original
original owner. So I said, how can you? They said the
owner sells the property. Nobody else will sell it.
Why is it written here?
So they say, yeah, there are many people
who make connection in the deeds office.
And when they pay somebody all corruption,
bribe, etc.,
and they put their property on their name.
Now you are sleeping in your house, something,
your shop, whatever, and you find
a court order coming to you.
And the person comes and gives you the court order
that you have created from there, the place belongs to so and so.
Your whole life, you know, it's mine. You got your title deed.
Now when you can find out, it's not yours.
And you have to leave in 24 hours. What you knew and what is yours,
today the world has become such, it's not yours.
And now you have to go out of that place,
and someone is the original owner, then the original owner.
So this year also, the original owner
is the rule. And the nurse has come and taken control from you.
Again, we have to make that effort that we get out to this nurse,
the wrong owner,
and we put the right owner, the ruh, in charge.
That is all, and that is what is called the effort of Islam and the Siya,
and which is called the effort of
the Sawuk,
the more higher word, etc.
But this is all what it is, that
that we are controlled
by our ruh and not by our nafs.
We are not dictated by our desires,
but our ruh belongs to command and connection with Allah.
When Allah Ta'ala has created all the arwah and gathered them,
Allah asked Allah to be of people.
And we saw Allah Ta'ala all the arwah,
and everyone said, Bala, undoubtedly, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb.
And you are the one who nourishes us.
When we came in this world, Allah covered himself now with your shop, with your job,
with whatever else you do.
Now believe that your ruh still knows that Allah is the Rabb.
And, but now the level ruh is controlled by the nafs.
So we just have to put that straight.
For that, this effort is being made
that we all, one of us, correct ourselves. For that, on the second, third, and fourth of Jamadul Ukhra next month, the
8th, 9th, and 10th of February,
the second weekend in February, we'll have an Islahi Jalsa in the Darul Uloom in Atlanta, which I am in need of.
Everyone, until March comes, we are in need of.
And no matter what level we are, we have to still go on to a higher level.
All the time we have to go on to a higher level. And we have to have this
istiqama right until morning.
Never can a person say, by Islam.
Never. We are in need of it all the time.
So all of us together,
just like the mechanic in the garage, he fixes everyone's car, he has to fix his own car.
If he doesn't fix his own car, he doesn't service his own car,
he's going to,
he put everyone on the road, he will be stuck on the road.
Everyone was asking, how can I do this mechanic? You fix my car, you service
it. He's not moving. He said, I didn't service
my own car. So every one of us are in need of it.
No matter who
we are in need of it, and we have to work towards it all the time. And also,
we need somebody to help us in this.
You can have the top most cardiologist in the world.
He needs a bypass, he needs
stents to be put or anything,
he can't reach himself. He'll have to go to another cardiologist. Though he knows, and that cardiologist also knows,
I'm lowering standards to this one. He's the top in the world, but he can't reach himself.
So also, yeah,
and ulama is saying in various ways,
our islah, we can't do it ourselves.
You can be the greatest Quran,
the knowledge of Quran and Hadith,
but your islah, you can't do it yourself. You need somebody else to do your islah.
And there are so many examples of this the ulama has given.
So we are all in need, we are making this effort,
and it is not that you have to become bad
to any particular share,
you become bad to who, with whom you are comfortable with.
And who you have got for compatibility with, you become the head of that chair.
And then you walk on this path
and we bring our ruh to the child again and you see that you take us towards righteousness
and then inshaAllah we will see for ourselves
today we just hear a new item and it is saddening.
It is depressing.
So much of this honesty. What do you think that happening?
It is all just because the lips of our enemy,
which Allah said is your open enemy.
Shaitan is your open enemy.
Today we are falling almost 100% in their
footsteps. Yes, what we have to do, ruh is from Allah Ta'ala.
We make that connection, then and Allah is our friend.
لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا.
Allah is our friend. And he only does what that which is good for us.
If we make our connection with Allah Ta'ala,
Allah will make things to come right again. The things we have put, we have allowed the nafs to take in charge.
The nafs to control us. So we have to bring that our ruh comes in charge.
So inshallah, make intentions to come along.
There will be many ulama who will be giving bayan.
We can ask them and see what is the way forward.
How can we bring this change in our life
and correct ourselves and let us all talk to each other?